Blackstone Audio presents The Lighthouse War by Adrian McKinty. For my mother, Jane McKinty, and in memory of my father, Alfred McKinty, Gaurav Mahagov.
Anything for a quiet life, as the man said when he took the situation at the lighthouse.
Charles Dickens, The Pickwick Papers, 1837.
Chapter 1. The Queen.
The city was doomed. Everyone knew it. If it hadn't been for the stop laws, the peasants and the workers would have evacuated years ago. Winds howled over the battlements, moisture froze in the air. Snow and ice blew off the top of the ice sheet, and the awful groaning noise was the sound of the glacier as it rumbled inexorably on. The sky had a grey, malevolent cast, but no sensible person ever looked anywhere near the sky. The blinding whiteness of the ice-filled wind restricted the field of view to the few steps of skidding pavement in front of your feet. The city smelled of emptiness and fear. The climate had been like this for years, for centuries. It snowed nearly every day, and except for a few weeks in high summer, it was seldom above freezing. Plants could not grow, and all the food had to be brought in from Balen Port on the icy sea 20 miles to the south. The glacier moved slowly, only a few feet a year, but it wasn't its speed that was the problem. It was its implacability, its stubbornness. Nothing could stop it, not the massive brick walls they had built, not the ditches, not even the enormous fires previous generations.